When Shakira Lockett got to Miami-Dade College fresh out of Coral Gables Senior High School, she had to take remedial classes in reading, writing, and math.
It makes you feel like you're, you know, dumb or something. It makes you feel really bad.
If you fail twice, tuition more than doubles. That's what happened to Shakira after she failed reading two times. Her mom, Shireen Milton, a school bus driver for the Miami-Dade School District, says she struggled to help with tuition.
We scraped up the money from everybody, You know, her godmother helped, godfather. Being that she's such a respectable kid, I could always go to somebody for help. I just hope she could make it in life, you know, better than her mom driving the school bus.
The Florida college system used to require more remedial classes at different levels, but in an attempt to help students move through the system faster and cheaper, it reduced the requirements. And the state now offers remedial education to high school seniors, hoping they won't need to pay for the same classes in college. Matthew Ladner is with the Foundation for Excellence in Education, a Florida-based advocacy group. He points out that more students and more students of color are graduating from Florida high schools than ever before. So, he says, the need for remediation isn't surprising.
A lot of those students in Florida higher education institutions today would have dropped out of high school, you know, 15 years ago, right? So this is sort of a process on the way to success.
As it turns out, increasing the number of high school graduates is not the same thing as graduating more students who are ready for college. Florida's graduation rates are still among the lowest in the country, and critics say public schools should do a better job preparing students for college work. High school teacher Valette Tucker says she's constantly surprised that even her honors students are not at the level they should be.
You mean all the time? All the time. Like, I look at some of my students and I said, gosh, I wish we could just, you know, be reading this piece of work or this novel. They're not there yet. They don't know the meaning of that word. The vocabulary is not where it should be. The stamina for reading.
She teaches 10th grade English at Miami Northwestern, but says her students read at a 7th grade level. Again, those are honor students. Offering remedial education is what allows state and community colleges to give everyone the chance to get a college education. The alternative would mean many more students, even honors students, can't go. Shakira Lockett remembers her first professor challenging the class to make it to the finish line. Many of the students in her first remedial class moved on to the second remedial class together. And on the day she got her diploma, that professor was on the stage.
She looks at me and says, how many people are you walking with that you know? And none of my friends were behind me. None of the people that I knew. It was just me. And I felt really, really accomplished. I felt really happy. I was really proud of myself. And she gave me a hug and told me, good job.
Students who take remedial classes are less likely to graduate than their peers who can work toward their degrees right away. That's one of the downfalls of remedial education. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.